Hi, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a member congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. We also have a divine service on Wednesdays at 1:30. Again, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Trudy Weekman, so that people are able to hear the message of salvation. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord and our Savior Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. Okay, Natalie and Arthur, I normally would only call out my own children in the service, but is it okay if I talk about you in the sermon for just a minute? Do I have your permission? Thank you. Okay, I've received consent. Could anyone else hear them singing This is the Feast? Wasn't that fantastic? And it gets to precisely what, you know, perhaps we should talk about this morning. Psalm number one is one of my favorites. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. And I was planning already to discuss this with you this morning. And I'm standing up here at the altar and listening to them sing, and I'm thinking, this, brothers and sisters, is delight. And, man, it was so sweet. So thank you both for singing so loudly that I could hear you. I very much appreciate that. But what is it that we generally think about? You know, how is it that we think we delight the Lord? How is it that we think that we delight them? And what is it that we ought to be about? And I think oftentimes when we think about that question and we wonder about how we ought to go about things in this world, we think of the first few lines of that first stanza of Psalm number one. Who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. My goodness, that's difficult to do, isn't it? Because there's all kinds of counsel coming from all kinds of places, and the thing that's sometimes difficult to determine is, who is the one who is giving me wicked counsel? It's hard to tell. So I wind up muddling around trying to figure out which counsel is good and which is not. Nor stands in the way of sinners. We look around and we think, my goodness, how ought I to be seen in this world? I don't want to be associated with the way of sinners. And so again, I'm looking around, wondering sort of nervously what I should do. Which are those ways of sinners that I ought to ignore and be away from? That I ought to set myself far apart and distant from? Nor sits in the seat of scoffers. The difficult thing about scoffers is they're oftentimes pretty funny in their scoffing. And so it's hard to tell what is a statement that is just made in simple, plain, easy jest, and who is scoffing and mocking things that are good and right and salutary. And so it becomes easy, as you guys all know, to live my life in this kind of defensive, nervous posture about what it is that I'm supposed to do and what is it that I'm supposed to say or not say. Because I'm concerned that I need to walk in the ways of the Lord. And I get so wrapped up in the things that I ought to not do that I forget what it is that I'm to be actually about. Delight is not concerned with avoiding things that are bad. It takes full pleasure in the things that are good and that are holy. Now, I'm saying more about you guys than I maybe should. But how many of us are nervous to sing in a way that other people might? Yeah, thank you for being honest. What are people going to think when I start singing? What if I'm a little bit off? What if my pitch isn't just right? What if my timing is off a little bit? And so even though singing is good, and certainly singing the songs of the Lord are a good way to spend your time, none better, or scarcely any better anyways, we sit here and we sing timidly because, my goodness, what might someone else think? And this is just an image for the way that we oftentimes live our lives as Christians. We're timid, we're worried, we're concerned. When what we ought to be doing instead is belting out the words because we are full of joy. Is there any better thing in the world than the word of the Lord? And the answer, of course, is no. There is nothing in the world that is better than the word of the Lord. Is there anything better in the world than the promise that, in fact, God himself has purchased and won for you life that is eternal? And that just doesn't just mean that it goes on forever, but it means that this life is full, that it is complete, that it is perfect and purposeful. God has purchased and won for you a life that is full of meaning, that is eternal in its consequences. This is what the word of the Lord declares. And the man who lives a life pleasing to the Lord is one who delights in his law and meditates on his word day and night. In the same way that a song that you like to sing gets wedged in your head and you find yourself singing it all the time, this is the word of the Lord to us Christians. It is our source of life, and it is where we ought to spend our time and our focus. But lest you think that meditating on the word of the Lord simply means sitting in some dark closet and reading an old dusty Bible by yourself, consider the fact that the word of the Lord is in those songs that we sing in church. And that means that sharing the word of the Lord together is not some kind of isolated activity that draws us away from other people, but it's kind of lusty, almost barroom singing in praise to God, our Maker and our Redeemer and our Sanctifier. We will pray before we eat fried chicken today. And then we will enjoy the mutual consolation of the brethren who gather around together, having been sanctified by God's word, and we will share a meal. This is how we delight in the law of the Lord, by coming together as his people and receiving the gifts that he has for us in his word and his sacraments. And then joining together in love as his people. So we delight in the law of the Lord by singing fun songs, and also sad ones too. We delight in the law of the Lord by eating food together as brothers and sisters in Christ. And this is where the second stanza of the psalm begins to make perhaps a little bit more sense. He, that is the man who meditates on the law of the Lord and takes delight in it, is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. The direction of our Lord that we receive from him in his word assures us that our sins are forgiven, and it plants us in a body, in a basin, right here together, as all kinds of trees growing, root, branch, fed by the streams of living water that come from our Lord himself. Have you ever heard a person singing in a joyful way and thought, they're unhealthy? Have you ever seen a person eating a meal together, like a feast with a bunch of other people, laughing, joking, talking, and thought, that person is certainly unwell? No, these people are filled with delight. And when you look on them and when you interact with them, you say, this is a person that is well-founded. This is precisely what we get from the law of the Lord: forgiveness of sins and the planting in a new community that is His holy church. And gathered around as saints in this place, we receive the forgiveness of our sins and we enjoy this new life that begins already together. And again, this is new life that cannot fade away. It can't perish. It can't be gone. It can't be diminished or dimmed because it comes from the word of the Lord Himself. God the Creator spoke all things into existence by His word. God the Son, the living word incarnate, redeemed the whole world for new and eternal life. And God the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Paraclete, the promised one, comes and is poured out by God's holy word on His church. And we who are His called people, His redeemed people, His created people, now enjoy this new life already together, right here and right now. And we receive it by the gift of God's word. This is why it is such a joy to us. Because we come here to this place and we read from a book and we say, those are the words of life. I live not just by the fried chicken that I'm going to eat for lunch, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. And this is not the foundation of a life that's nervous, that's defensive, that's looking around and wondering what I ought to do. The word of the Lord is the foundation of a life that is sure, that is confident, that is joyful. Is it a person who is not defensive, but he breathes the sort of life into people that makes them sing in a way that they're not concerned what anyone else thinks, because the song itself is good. It creates people, God's word does, who delight in the presence of others, who like praying together and singing together and eating together and getting to know one another, because we are brothers and sisters. Friends, this is an incredible gift. And this is what we have been given today, even now. So together as God's people, delight, delight in the very good word of the Lord. And rest assured today, tomorrow, and forever that that word is the source of all of your life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I hope you enjoyed this brief sample of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at www.oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2183. Thanks again for listening, and God bless you.